Christmas at Calvary, the names of Jesus, living water. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying this to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." John 4:10. In the chills of December, when the world is wrapped in twinkling lights and steaming mugs of cocoa, we remember that the one who came to quench the deepest thirst of the soul. Amid all the shimmer of the Christmas season, the name Living Water reminds us that God's greatest gift is not wrapped in paper or ribbons, but in grace. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he offered her something no bucket could draw and no stream could provide. He offered himself. In that simple moment of conversation, the world changed. He revealed the true water. This water was the kind that revives a weary heart, which comes from knowing him and drinking from his words. This Advent, pause amid the wrapping paper and carols. Picture the manger as a well dug deep in the earth of human need. From it, living water flows, a clear, pure, endless stream of Jesus Christ. The infant Christ, who once cried in Bethlehem's night, now calls to us, "Come, drink, and never thirst again." A family practice. Gather around your table tonight with a glass of water for each person. Before you eat, let every member share one way they feel thirsty this season. This can include qualities such as peace, patience, forgiveness, and so on. Then read John 4:10 together and thank Jesus for being your living water, the one who satisfies forever.